In this episode, it's okay to train unique. It's all right to train by you. You don't have to do it like anybody else, Lasse. And remember, while you're remembering that you are a unique individual and your training is unique to you, don't forget, podcast fam, you get 25% off my private membership site. That's right, 25% off. I do not say that lightly because it's a shitload of savings. Check it out, swolenormousx.com. Use code podcast at checkout. That's code podcast at checkout to save 25% off all memberships. You're welcome. I hope to see you in there. This is that extra boost that you need this holiday season to absolutely crush it throughout the rest of this year and into 2019. I'm here for you. I'm ready to help you absolutely destroy your fitness. Check it out. Code podcast, 25% off all memberships, swolenormousx.com.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 892 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gamecast, mancast, pimpcast, sleazecast, and slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. That is what we do on the sleaze, and Papa Sleazio is schlive. Today, yes, he is schlive, as you can see. I am large and in charge, and I am super, super schlive. Thank you for joining me. Facebook, what's up, Instagram? What's going on, Twitch? What is up everywhere that Papa Swolio streams the gain train? Remember, everyone, don't forget, much appreciated when you all leave reviews on iTunes and such. So if you have not yet, please go over to iTunes. Make sure you drop a review on the Daily Swole podcast. That would make me very, very smiles in my heart pieces. And you can subscribe to the podcast, period. iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, all that stuff. So you can catch all these episodes in your ear holes, even if you can't watch it live. And it's a Monday, another Monday. I don't think each week is like maybe a day or two time frame for me. Every week is just going by faster and faster and faster. The only thing that keeps me sane is seeing the number that just ticks up one at a time. So every time I'm sitting here doing the show, I see one number going forward. I'm like, it's 893. It gives me some relative space in this, you know, in this life, in this like space time continuum, whatever you want to call it, because time just feels like it's flying. It feels like it's flying. Every time I say it, I'm like, it's Monday. I'm like, fuck, Monday again? Did we just have a Monday last week? And what's interesting about that is when you have a week schedule like that, when you have a Monday, you realize how many Mondays you have in a year. Okay, let's say about 52, right? If we're doing 52 weeks in a year, if we're just taking it literally at face value, I'm not talking about half weeks or quarter, whatever. Let's say there's 52 weeks, so there's 52 Mondays, for argument's sake. It's just very repetitive. When you think about how the calendar works, when you think about how the months work, when you think about how the week works and all those things, it's very easy to get into a mental rut because the pattern is very, very, it's down to the minute, it's down to the second. You have the same time every day. You have the same time every day. When you wake up, you have a 1 o'clock every day, you have a 2 o'clock every day, you have a 3 o'clock every day, you have a Monday every week, you have a Tuesday every week. It just gets very, very systematic. It's very easy to fall into a rut. It's very easy to fall into a rut mentally and physically with your training, just kind of feel bummed out. So just so you know, I get it. The holidays are a tough time for a lot of you. The holidays are a tough time because either you have to deal with family that you don't like, you have to remember family, or you remember family that you lost recently, so you miss them because it's holiday season. You usually see them around this time of year. Holidays are tough for people. There's a lot of suicide. There's a lot of depression. You know, the sun's going away. It's going to get colder everywhere, so it's going to be darker earlier. So people kind of get that seasonal kind of funk, right? You have pressure. You have financial pressures to purchase gifts. You have all these dinners and foods and things that are temptations and travel, and the kids are off from school. It's like the holiday season's a fucking nightmare. Everyone talks about it like it's a good thing. I think it's a disaster. It's a minefield of all these different obligations and social stigmas. where you have to spend all this money on gifts. You have to go to these places. You have to eat these foods. You have to say these things. Oh, happy holidays. Like you're required almost by social law to act this way and to do these things. So it can be a very lonely, unique time for a lot of you. So just plug in here. If you don't have a strong community, if you don't have a lot of people in your circle, I mean, you could plug in anyway, but remember you have the Swolenormous community here. You have all the people here commenting on the posts, people sending me messages. You have everyone that's joining in the live cast. So you got your fit fam here. I just hope and I aspire that the Daily Swole and this podcast and this community is that rock, right? Is that rock for you in your fitness, in your life? And I think it's important to have that rock. And it can be sometimes challenging to maintain that yourself. You know, you have all these different holidays coming up. So you're going to have limited time at the gym, maybe. Gyms close at different times, holiday seasons, you know, hours and stuff like that. You're off from work at weird times and that you're not used to. It could throw off your schedule. And like I said, there's a lot of the temptation. Los temptations. A lot of those in the world right now and coming up. So we're just like, It's just the tip right now. It's just the tip. Just the tip. You're just popping the purple in a little bit. It's just the tip. We're just getting started. It's middle October. You're going to have the Halloween and then boom. It's like right now we're going up the rungs. Click, 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 click. We're going up the rungs on the roller coaster and we're just starting to see over the edge and we're like, fuck, and then boom, straight down right through Halloween and Thanksgiving and everything. But I want to personally right now welcome everyone that's new to the Swolenormous community. Those of you that have been joining up and taking advantage of the special offer for memberships, those of you that are just getting in, hey, that takes some balls. It takes some balls, yo. It takes some balls to start a fitness program. It takes some balls to start locking down your nutrition and taking it super seriously this time of year. That's why I'm pushing this so hard. That's why I'm pushing fitness so hard this time of year, because a lot of people are doing the opposite. And if you want to make progress and you want to get ahead and you want to really create discipline within yourself, is do the opposite. Go the fucking completely opposite. Go against the grain 100% with what everyone else is doing. And this time of year, you know, everyone's doing the opposite. Everyone's doing the opposite. Everyone's being unhealthy. Everyone's punching out. Everyone's making excuses. Everyone's doing whatever they can do to justify their bad decisions. When they know they're bad decisions, people aren't stupid. I don't think, honestly, people are stupid. It's easy to say people are stupid. People like to make excuses. People like to not take responsibility. People aren't stupid. We have all this technology because people are not stupid. That fundamentally, as a race, we're not stupid. That's why we're winning. That's why we are the king of the jungle, so to speak. And we might destroy the earth, fine. But we won. We won from all the creatures. We're in charge, right? No one's making rules in terms of the animal kingdom more than we are, right? And that we can agree with that at least, right? And, you know, this is like, it takes responsibility from within yourself as an individual to realize that you have these choices. You have these choices you can make. You can go along with the tribe. You can go along with what everyone else in society is doing. And most people do. That's why most people are sick and out of shape. If you don't want that, you got to go against the grain. You got to go the opposite direction. Look at what you want. What do you want? And what are the people doing to get what you want? If people are in shape and they're in better shape than you, what are they doing? Do what they do. That's the simplest way to do it. Just follow their lead. If they're going to the gym every day, then fucking go to the gym every day. If they're doing a whatever split, do that. Like, at least start somewhere. There's so many people, so many of you watching, listening, that just are afraid to start. You're afraid to fucking begin. Begin. That's the easiest. I mean, I shouldn't say that's the easiest part, but that's the most important part, is literally starting. Literally starting. Yesterday's episode with Osmani, if you didn't hear that yesterday, 891 was fire and smoke. So make sure you check that out. That was a long episode, but it was a great one. And his advice at the end, well, I'll let you go listen to it, but it was pretty much start. You need to start. You have to begin. I mean, you have to start. Like, you can't get to the end. You can't get to the middle. You can't get to the second round if you don't start. You can't get to the second rung or the fifth rung of the ladder if you don't start climbing the bottom ones first. You have to get your ass in fucking gear. So what's keeping you from starting? You hear the saying that some people are afraid of success, some people are afraid of failure. Okay, all right. Fear of success, fear of failure. Okay, makes sense. How about fear of starting? I don't even think this is a fear of failure. It's a fear of starting. It's a fear of starting. Don't want to do anything different. Don't want to break your habits. Don't want to do anything that's not comfortable for you. You know, if little Susie is uncomfortable, then shouldn't do it. You're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be uncomfortable a lot. What do you think training is? Training is pretty much being in a constant state of discomfort. That's why yoga and shit is so nice. That's why yoga and foam rolling is so nice, because it soothes the discomfort. But when you're training, you're in the gym. It's not comfortable. It's not entertainment. You're not going to see a movie. You're not on a cruise. You're not fucking watching a movie. It's not entertainment. It's work, and it's going to be uncomfortable. But it's important to start. Just think about what people do. And think about what you say you want, and then follow what they do to get what you want. Bottom line, you have to start. You can make any excuse. You can debate whatever you want. Literally, it doesn't matter unless you begin. It doesn't matter unless you start. I am okay with you having excuses. I understand what an excuse is. And sometimes excuses are actually good reasons. If your entire family is sick and your car broke down, okay, you're not going to, the stars aren't going to align ever, let alone maybe once in a while. But I mean, you're not going to have the best schedule and the best opportunities to go and get your workout in every day. There's some days that shit's going to hit the fan and you just can't get the things you wanted to get done. Welcome to life. Float some biceps and gorillas if you've ever had a day where shit just fucking went sideways and you did not get anything done. Or anything, you didn't get what you intended to get done. If you don't float biceps and gorillas, you're lying to yourself and everyone else. Everyone's had that. Everyone's had a day that just went sideways. Everyone's had a day that just took a shit. Everyone's had that. If that's the case, you have to forgive yourself and you have to move on. However, it's not going to be easy at any point. It's not going to be perfect. The stars are never going to align for you to begin. That's usually what people look for. They look for the perfect situation. They look for everything to be aligned. And when we say the stars are aligning, that's just a phrase to be like, oh, you're waiting for everything to be fucking perfectly dead center. It never will be. It's never going to be absolutely perfect for you to change your life. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You're changing things. It's not going to be comfortable ever. It's something different than your norm. It's never going to be comfortable. It's never going to feel good. It's never going to feel good, fam. You're doing something different. Fundamentally, that means it's going to be uncomfortable. Fundamentally, it's going to be awkward for your body. Fundamentally. It makes it a lot easier when you expect it to happen. It makes it a lot easier when you realize, this is going to hit the fan. Shit's going to go sideways. It's not going to work out. If you actually err on that side and you assume, okay, it's probably not going to work out. Something's going to come up. And then you prepare and you plan as best as you can so you can overcome that easier, right? For example, when you go out for the day, let's say you're doing errands all day or you're just out, you bring food with you. What happens if there's traffic and you want to stay out? What happens if you're hungry and there's no food around you? You have your food. Like that protects you. What if you get stuck in traffic and you can't make it home in time? You have your food with you. You don't have to worry about getting super hungry and eating some crap and being at the whim of whatever's around you. You might bring your gym clothes with you. I know you've done this. You do this. Whoever's watching and listening, you've done this, right? Where you leave the house. Oh, you don't know exactly what's going to happen during the day, but you bring your gym clothes with you so you can go right to the gym because you're probably going to be out later and you might stay. Like you might go to the gym now, but just in case, you bring your clothes with you so you can go right there. You know, you've done that before. You've brought your gym bag or something, or it's in the car just in case you might want to go to a different gym or you go on your way home rather than coming back first. You know, you give yourself the option to play it by ear. Well, you give yourself that option. You give yourself the ability to adapt to the situation. You bring your gym clothes with you. You bring your food with you. It's very basic. It's very basic. It's preparing. It's preparing for those shitstorms. And I just want to put all this out there because this is that time of year where there's going to be a lot of fucking hectic change of schedule and different societal norms that are going to surface. All of a sudden, it's this magical holiday bullshit where all of a sudden it's okay to eat all the crap because it's the holiday season. You're going to insult someone if you don't eat their fucking pie. Fuck everyone. Fuck everyone and their pie. Fuck everyone and their disgustingly stinky leftovers that brings it in. Oh, this is so-so's birthday cake. I don't give a shit. You're dumping off this fat cake in your office so you don't have to stare at it in your fridge and you play it off like, oh, it was Susie's birthday yesterday. I'm bringing this in to share with everyone. You're recycling and you're getting rid of it because you don't want to throw it out. It's like everyone justifies everything. And then, oh, well, I don't want it to go to waste. You don't want their ugly ass sugar cake to go to waste. It's fake stuff. It's not real. Nothing's going to waste. Chemicals are going to stay chemicals in the garbage and they're going to get absorbed into the ground and eaten by birds and shit. I'm not making much sense, but you get what I'm saying. I'm just raging on people's stupid logic. People's stupid logic, but it happens. And that logic becomes more of like, why wouldn't you? It's October. Why wouldn't you? It's Thanksgiving. It's the holiday season. It's the holiday spirit. You're being rude if you don't eat their garbage. I don't want to eat your food. I appreciate the offer, but I don't want to eat it. What do you mean? Just take a bite. Try it. Let me know. I don't fucking want it. I'll start to get pissed off. If you offer me something a couple times, and I already said no, get the fuck out of my face. Get out of my face. I just said, I don't, do I stutter? No, get the fuck out of my face. Like, get out of here. Go. Scram. Fuck their couch. Fuck their cake. Fuck your cake. A lot of you have those situations. A lot of you have those situations where you have people bringing in stuff. Jamie, it's astounding how much people push junk food on you, even harder when you're eating healthy and doing gym time. You notice it more too. That's another thing. Whether or not people actually push it on you more or you're just more aware of it is probably both. People subconsciously want to sabotage you. If they know you're eating healthy and they know you're doing good, they just want you. They want to see you cheat. They want to see you eat something bad. They want to see like, oh, okay, they're a real person. Okay, it's okay if I eat it because they break down. You know, once in a while, they're going to have it too. It's okay. It's cool. It makes them feel better about eating crap and not exercising. It's a selfish tactic. No one wants to talk about it on the surface and people can deny it all they want, but that's a selfish tactic. They just want to bring you down to their level. They want you to eat it so they can feel better about eating it themselves. Here, try a bite. As if their identity is attached to the food. And if you don't eat it, you hate them as a person. Let them get hurt. If they're insulted, let them get insulted. That's on them. That's weird. Oh, you don't want to bite? Okay. Oh, my feelings are so hurt. You pussy. Shut up. People have stopped pushing desserts on me. I've been denying them for years, and now they just don't bother. There you go. And now eventually, they'll leave you alone. So happy I started watching your podcast. You have completely changed my mindset. So raw and down to earth. No bullshit. Thank you. You're welcome, Amanda. Thanks for watching. And thank you for everyone that's tuning in for the first time. I know a lot of you are coming in. Sometimes first time. You can follow me everywhere. Remember, the podcast is all over the place. WillNormousX.com. You can click on podcast in the main menu. See the whole list of apps and shit like that. So you can find the Daily Swole podcast everywhere. You can catch up on some previous episodes as they are many of them. So today's episode, that was a segue into what I wanted to talk about. Everything's always a segue. Everything's always related. And it's perfect because I'm talking to you, you listening, you watching, that it's okay to train unique. And what that means is it's okay to have a unique fitness schedule. It's okay to have a unique fitness program. It's okay to do unique exercises. You're going to have to try things in the gym. You're going to have to experiment and see what works best for you. It's okay if your nutrition and your fitness, I'm giving you permission. Papa Swolio is giving you permission on this Monday, October the 15th, in the year of our sick fucking gains, 2018. I'm giving you permission to have unique looking programming, to have unique training methods, to have a unique nutrition plan, to be a unique person. You do not have to follow any set nutrition plan. You don't have to follow any set training protocol. You need to figure out what works for you. You need to have the mindset of exploration. You need to have the mindset of figuring out what works best for you. It could look similar than someone else's or to someone else's. It can look similar. It can be based off. It can be fundamentally at the core. But don't be afraid to train and to tweak things that fit you best. If there is something, for example, for my programming in Swolenormous X, if I list an exercise as a barbell bench and you want to do a dumbbell bench, by all means, you can do dumbbells. Little tweaks, make it yours. It feels better on your wrists or your elbows, do that. And vice versa. With any exercise, whether it's using a specific piece of equipment, whether it's swapping out an exercise, whether it's doing different things on different days, there are many, many questions that I get asked that I try to answer appropriately. I try not to give definitive answers if there are options, right? I try not to answer in absolutes because there's always that individuality. And that's what gets lost in the fitness industry. There's so much, what's the answer? Here's the answer, right? Or here's a question, what's the answer? Eat this, don't eat that, do this exercise, it's better than this one. There's no best and there really is no optimal because as it comes down to the individual, you are going to find what works best for you, but you have to be open to it. You have to be open to it. You have to be looking for it. It's not just going to fall in your lap. You have to try things. You have to be okay with trying something. You have to be okay with tweaking something and understand that you're an individual. What works for you may not work for someone else. And what works for someone else may not work for you. In most cases, it probably won't work as well as it does for the first person because you are a different human. Whether or not it helps you, it doesn't keep you as dedicated to your training. You don't enjoy it as much, so you're less likely to be consistent with it. If you don't like the food or the certain type of meal, you're not going to be consistent with it. You're not going to eat it all. It's going to be hard for you to stomach it, whatever it is. I think there is too much of a need to, I don't want to say pigeonhole, but there's too much of a need to feel like you have to follow in a mob mentality. You have to follow this tribe. You have to do keto. You have to do vegan. You have to do paleo. You have to train this way. You have to do this split. You have to do this modality. This has to be your philosophy. You can create that. You can make fitness your own. It's okay to do strange exercises. It's okay if you feel them, as long as you're not doing something that's really dangerous, right? If you're doing certain form and like, man, that's really dangerous and harmful for the elbows. Yeah. I mean, there are exercises that hurt some people that don't hurt others. You've seen a lot of people probably still do either pull-ups or pull-downs behind the neck. For a lot of people, that's a lot of pressure on the shoulder because of the way the shoulder joint forms in most people. Doesn't mean that everyone that does a behind-the-neck pull-down is going to have a problem. It doesn't mean that they're going to get an amazing benefit as opposed to doing a regular in-front-of-the-body pull-down or pull-up, but it doesn't mean they're going to have problems either. And you know people that do weird exercise or have weird form and they never get hurt. Everyone is different. It also doesn't mean that if you did it, you're not going to get hurt. You can get hurt right away, first rep. It depends. But you have to keep it kind of open book with what works best for you. And you have to be open to the idea that your training doesn't have to be and probably should not look like anyone else's. It's great to try different things. It's great to apply it and give it a real full effort because then you can see what works best for you. You have to put this into practice. You can't just go online and be like, oh, you know, Google the perfect workout program. Doesn't exist. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as the perfect workout program. No such thing as a perfect diet. There's no such thing as the best anything. Especially when it comes down to subjective results. And if you're going for overall health and you're going for muscle development, you don't have to follow a high rep or a low rep or a moderate rep mapping. I mean, the results are going to speak for themselves. In general, right? More volume, moderate reps to failure it's going to build more muscle in most people. Doesn't mean you can't go super heavy and doesn't mean you can't do super high rep. You can build muscle in many different ways. So you have to be open to the possibility of trying different things. You have to be open to the possibility that your body is going to react and adapt differently and in a unique manner to Jim Bob or, you know, or Billy Sue, right? You're going to be a different person. I don't know why I chose like the most redneck names I could possibly think of, but that's what popped in. So that's what I went with. You're a unique person. You're different. And it's okay to do exercise in a different way. It's okay to use a different wrist position or a grip position if that feels better for you and you don't feel pain or discomfort. A lot of these things are okay. You'll see a lot of red flags and maybe people making like recommendations otherwise, but there's no guarantee that you will get hurt and there's no guarantee that you won't get hurt. That's why it helps to educate yourself. That's why I try to teach and I educate and I create programming, for example, in Swolenormous X, that will be able to be adaptable to most people, that it creates the best foundation that I could put together. But there are many different ways you can subtly tweak things along the way. And you have to modify. You have to make it yours. You have to make fitness yours. Just remember, especially today and this week, just remember, always remember, that fitness does not look the same for everyone. Fitness, the training, the nutrition, it's never going to look the same for every single person, nor does it need to. You can have a unique approach to your fitness. You can do exercises unique to you. You can have joint positioning that's unique to you because you feel it better and you get more results. If you try doing something a certain way and you're getting results, who in their right mind can tell you this is bad for you? It's like, fuck, I'm getting results. Who are you to tell me that it's bad, right? So it depends. It really depends. But in other words, understanding the human body, reducing your risk with form and exercise, of course, is paramount. But there are a lot of different subtle changes that you can do with your programming, from nutrition to nutrient timing, right? Like eating right before or right after a workout. A lot of that's really subjective. Some people like to eat right before and after, and some people can't stand it. Some people love fasted cardio. Some people don't like it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. There isn't a, this is the best way, period. That doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And that's what a lot of supplement companies and a lot of programs will push on you, that this is the answer. This is the absolute way you have to. It's complete bullshit. So no one has answers, but they're great. There are definitely better places to start and there are better things to do in that learning process. So it doesn't mean there aren't optimal ways or there aren't ways that have been proven time and time again for the vast majority of people to be most effective. However, those individual tweaks and things, you can really customize it and make it even better for you. So don't just follow a roadmap. Don't be afraid to, you know, blaze a few trails yourself. What about good mornings? A lot of people say they are bad. Well, a lot of people have terrible form with exercise. I don't personally do good mornings. I haven't found any loopholes in my training that like requires me to start doing good mornings. I've never done them. I probably won't start. I love doing RDLs and some other exercises for glutes and hamstring tie-ins and, you know, core strength. Jeremy, I switched to dumbbells years ago, helped so much with my rotators. Yeah, for something like that. So now all of a sudden you're not putting the same kind of pressure and stress on the joints, because by going to dumbbells, you're able to customize your upper arm position, your wrist position. You're able to angle the weights differently. And very few people are actually symmetrical on both sides. It's very hard. Very rarely is anyone symmetrical on both sides with muscle length and development. And you have a dominant arm, either righty or lefty. So you're going to have different coordination, usually left and right sides. And it can be challenging. Sometimes you can exacerbate differences, exacerbate imbalances by doing barbell work rather than go a little bit more individualized and do one arm presses or dumbbell presses, for example. What's the first thing you did when you woke up today? I think I made coffee and meditated. Or maybe I pooped. I forget what I did first. I think I made coffee and then I pooped and then I meditated. I think that's what I did. I'm not 100% sure. But I definitely did those three things as top priority, like DEFCON 1. Let's see. Always appreciate the knowledge you pull out. This is a great topic. Everyone is unique and has to do. That cuts off. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Eric Dean, it's a daily thing. People try to bring in trash to pawn off. Lucky there's so many people here that eat it. Yeah, everyone's bringing in crap this time of year. Everyone's bringing in junk. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. That's the lay of the land. That's the law for 892. You can ask some questions. You can post some questions up right now. I'll be here for a couple more minutes. But this is the time of year. This is the crunch time where everyone's going to be bringing in that shit. Remember, you need to focus on your unique goals, what you're trying to accomplish, and fuck everyone else. Forget what everyone else is doing. Everyone else is always looking for an excuse. Everyone's always looking for that entertainment. Everyone just wants to eat crap and drink and not have any responsibility, right? Everyone regrets the fact they have responsibility. They're not kids anymore and they're not free, blah, blah, blah. And they have to do things they don't like to do. I don't want to take responsibility. I want to unplug. I want to punch out and go to happy hours and drink and just forget the fact that I'm doing something that doesn't make me happy with my life. Yeah, it's people like to escape. Always have, always will. So, you know, don't follow that same mindset. If you're trying to accomplish things, you're going to have to do things that most people aren't doing. Most people are not going to be focusing on their nutrition and their fitness this holiday season. You're going to notice that when everyone you see in January and February looks fat as fuck and looks like shit. And oh, they're doing their New Year's resolutions like fucking jabronis. If you want amazing results and you have goals this holiday season, you're going to be doing almost pretty much do the opposite of what everyone you know is doing. Doing the opposite, it's probably the best thing. Literally, no one's going to be focusing on this shit. And that's why I'm pushing it so hard, because I think there are people out here in this enormous community, and hopefully that will come in contact with the community in the next couple weeks, that are going to, you know, see that kind of spark in that fire and realize, man, I don't have to fucking wait. I can do this now. Like, don't wait. Don't wait to start making these changes. You don't have to wait 2 more months and fall behind and dig yourself more into a hole. You could do it now. You could still have fun with family and friends. You could still enjoy the seasons. You can still be nice to people. Why do you have to be a fat fuck while you do it? I mean, the freaking character Santa Claus is a fat ass. Like, you don't have to be unhealthy to enjoy company. Since when did that like become the norm? You have to eat garbage in order to spend time with people you care about. I mean, come on, really? Really? I always put my daughter first, starting to focus on me, and it's weird, man. Well, I mean, it's better for your daughter. And when I say you put yourself first, it doesn't mean like, you know, fuck my daughter. I don't care about her anymore. I don't love her. I don't love myself. Wow. That's the accent for today. I don't love myself. I don't love my daughter no more. I don't love me. I'm the only one that matters. My pump, my gains, my food. She can eat tomorrow. Focusing, well, that's because a lot of people don't focus on themselves. They always put their kids first, right? And then they'll look down at you like, oh, you're going to go work out, but so-and-so has soccer practice. Well, you got to get your fucking, you got to get your shit in. You're human. You got to take care of that little fuck. January is the worst time to be at the gym. Yeah, well, January is always crowded. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that whole rush and BS. I don't even enjoy unhealthy food anymore. It makes me feel terrible immediately after. Once you start eating really, really clean, and you don't really stray as far. Like, my cheats are fruit and stuff. I really don't eat any junk because I don't feel good when I eat it. It's such a contrast to how clean I normally eat that my cheat foods are actually healthy food. And I enjoy them, so it doesn't feel like cheating because it's not really cheating. And I enjoy it, and boom, and I stay on. Well, I mean, if you're going to, you can put your family first. You can care about your family and still care about yourself. You are a part of your family. Everyone does that. Everyone always is going to justify putting other people first. And it's okay. All right. Well, you are a person too. Well, you can change that. It kind of sucks when they expect it now. They cannot expect it. And you can be like, well, things are changing now. I'm going to get my shit done and then you can come second. And if they want to take care of themselves a little bit more, they can take care of themselves a little bit more. look, whether it's your family, your daughter, your friends, parents, like, you are a person. You're a fucking person. You're a person. If you're talking about your family, you are a part of your family. Are you not? What, you're separate from these other people? They're your family, but you are not part of it. You're a part of it too. So you have to prioritize yourself. You have to, and it's evident. You really want to get amazing results, you got to prioritize your shit. If you don't, it's going to get the same results as anything else that is at the bottom of the totem pole. You put it as a top priority, you'll care about it, you'll focus on it, you'll work on it, you'll hone your craft. If you don't care about it, you do the opposite and it's going to show. And it's going to show. So take that into your week and make some sick gains today. It's Monday, go get your pump on. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for episode 892 of the Daily Sleaze, the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. And if you did not check out yesterday's episode, 891, do so. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. That link is in this post description on Facebook. You can also go any app that you want. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can also go to SwolenormousX.com and click on podcast in the main menu to subscribe now. And I'll see everyone tomorrow for episode 893. I'll see you all over social at SwolenormousX everywhere. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce, McGoose, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.